This is Street Knowledge with Chris Graham.
And welcome to Street Knowledge with Chris Graham. I've got a guest here lined up today. We're going to talk with Eric Curran. And I've not talked with Eric for a while. It's been at least a couple of years. Eric, we go way back the early days of Augusta Free Press. You wrote a really well-received environmental column for us. Then you kind of outgrew the AFB family. You were served a couple terms on city council in Stanton. And then the spring of 2020 happened, I guess we could say. Certainly, you've had a few months off now, kind of recharging your batteries. Eric, first off, I just want to say welcome and ask how you're doing.
Well, Chris, that's really kind. Thank you so much. And I enjoyed writing that column for the AFP. The environment is one of my loves. That's one reason I got into local government. People don't always see the connection, but it's there. It's an important connection. And what you do is so important, you know, with the difficulties that print journalism is having these days. And journalists provide such an important watchdog on our politicians, local and otherwise. We can't do without that. Social media isn't going to replace journalism. So I'm so glad that you've been growing and evolving and adding new things over the years. And you do such important work for our community and for the state.
Well, thanks for saying that, Eric. So, I mentioned that in last May's city council elections, there was, I guess we could say, upheaval would be a light term for what happened in Stanton. We wrote about that a good bit here on AFP. And so you've taken the last few months, I mentioned recharging your batteries. So here we are. It's Wednesday as we're talking. The city council is scheduled to meet Thursday. We hope that the weather will allow for the regularly scheduled meeting of Stanton City Council tomorrow night. And you plan to, make your first re-entry, so to speak, into city council matters tomorrow night. Talk about what you have planned and what's motivated you to go back and talk with the city council.
And, you know, let's lay it out for your viewers. I was on Stanton City Council for 2 years, and I ran for re-election in May, and I lost. Three of us incumbents lost. We all happen to be somewhat liberal or on the left. Kind of de facto Democrats, you know how it is in these local governments. We weren't listed as Democrats, but you know, that's kind of what we were. And the three of us lost. And so a Republican majority came onto city council, which is very strange because just a few months later, President Biden and Vice President Harris took Stanton by 10 points, I think. So, one of my comments to city council, by the way, I was glad to have some time off. I've been in local politics for 8 years and it was fun. It was very satisfying. I met so many great people, but it was nice to also be able to do some of my own projects. So I didn't want to go back to city council. I have confidence in our voters. But when the Capitol insurrection occurred, when the MAGA mob attacked the United States Capitol while Congress was in session, certifying electoral college votes, to me, that just didn't seem like something that happened in Portland, where some civil rights activists, you know, some people may have broken a few windows at a Starbucks or something. It was not like that. It was an unprecedented attack on our government that I've never seen in my lifetime and never thought I would see in the United States. And, you know, I'm a big history buff. You can see my plate of George Washington behind here. It horrified me that the nation founded by Washington and Jefferson and Madison and preserved by Lincoln would be attacked by such despicable people, many of whom were white supremacist terrorists. And so I felt like it was my responsibility as an American to stand up. This is not an issue just for people in Washington to handle. We don't expect people in the District of Columbia to be responsible for the whole preserving the United States system of government. People all over the country have to stand up if they feel strongly about it. And I did. I was scared to death. I still am. And so I felt like I had to go back to Stanton City Council. And so I did. And I talked about my own election loss. I lost an election fair and square in May, and so did two of my colleagues. But we didn't start a campaign to stop the steal. We didn't question the results. We didn't hire lawyers to file lawsuits. We didn't hold rallies asking people to demand recounts or storm City Hall or attack officials. We realize that being in politics, you win some and you lose some and you go on. And that's what democracy is. You respect the will of the voters. So when Trump wouldn't respect the will of the voters. I thought, this guy just wants to be a dictator. Well, that's how democracies have fallen in the past. Again, I never thought that would happen here. But I thought, okay, I need our city council to know that a lot of our citizens are scared. A lot of our citizens are concerned. They think it's unacceptable that violent mobs should attack the United States Capitol and try to overturn a valid election. So I went to city council and I asked them, using my own election as an example, I took the results and I moved on with my life. Trump should have done the same thing. And so I asked them to affirm the election of President Biden and Vice President Harris as a valid election. I asked them to denounce the despicable insurrection on January 6th by Trump supporters. And I asked them to reassure our citizens that they would protect us from domestic terrorist groups. And Chris, you probably know that law enforcement has identified terrorist cells of the Proud Boys or the Three Percenters or other white supremacist militias inside the state of Virginia. And that's really scary. So I asked our city council to assure our citizens that our law enforcement would be looking into that and that they would be protecting us from terrorist violence in Stanton and in the local area. And so I asked them to do that and they listened, but they didn't. They haven't taken any action. In fact, all they did was make some comments that were sort of vaguely racist or insulting, sort of equating civil rights activists with white supremacist insurrectionists, pulling Martin Luther King way out of context to justify a pro-Trump insurrection, and making sort of comments like, oh, we don't deal with national issues. Well, they had a hearing on the Second Amendment in the United States Constitution. You know, I don't know if their memory isn't that good, but they dealt with a national issue fairly recently. Well, this is a national issue that I don't think they can squirm out of. And so I went home and I was angry, but I gave them some time and they didn't do anything. They didn't respond. So I started a petition and we've got almost 200 signatures now. And I think we're getting more, you know, every hour. And I'm gonna go back to city council on Thursday night in person because I wanna make an impact. And I'm gonna let them know how disappointed I am that they didn't issue a statement so far. They've had a month to do it. And that our citizens still care. This isn't gonna go away. Our citizens want our city council to speak out about this.
I lost an election too. You know, most of my memorabilia back here is sports memorabilia. It's very obvious. There's a lot of jerseys hanging, but up here, right here, is the reminder that once I tried to do what you were successful in doing two times in Stanton, I tried in Waynesboro to run for city council. And yeah, you lose an election and you work hard. You try to convince people to give you that opportunity. And in my case, I failed the first time and but you accept the results and you move on. And in my case, my moving on included stepping up efforts with Augusta Free Press to maintain that watchdog aspect of what we do from a media perspective to make sure that not just the Waynesboro government, but the local governments, state government, national government, that we that all those impact our lives here, stay on the straight and narrow, the up and up, et cetera, et cetera. And but yeah, you know, you accept the results. And you know, Eric, what was not surprising, unfortunately, we knew basically dating back to 2016, Donald Trump laid the groundwork back then. If he'd have lost that election, the Electoral College part of that election to Hillary Clinton, he was already setting up that it was stolen from him even then. And we knew that if he lost this cycle in 2020, he would do the same thing. What surprised me, now that didn't surprise me. What surprised me was that so many people, not maybe percentage-wise, but raw number-wise, would sign on and be willing to attempt to overthrow our government. That threw me for a loop. Since, Eric, you've mentioned that the identification of hate groups, terror groups, even within the Commonwealth of Virginia, of course, across the nation, a really interesting and enlightening article in the New Yorker a few weeks ago, providing some detail to that really enlightened and frightened me as to the extent of it. And you're not asking city council here to do a lot. You're asking them to do what anybody should do: affirm the election, put the official record of Stanton, the city of Stanton, saying we do not support overturning the results of an election. I mean, that's essentially what you're asking: affirm the election and say we shouldn't overturn it if we don't like it. These don't seem like hard things to do.
Yeah, Chris, I think it's pretty straightforward. By the way, as you know, they all took an oath to the Constitution. So, you know, why do I even have to ask? They should have done it on their own, but that's fine. You know, as I said, America is a country of second chances. I think one of them actually attended a Stop the Steal rally in the fall. It's really interesting about Stop the Steal. I read somewhere, Chris, that Michael Cohen, one of former President Trump's advisors, had bought the website stopthesteal.com in 2016 when they thought they would lose to Hillary Clinton. And they were all prepared to start the same campaign then. So this is just their way of operating. These are not people who respect democracy. These are not people you can trust in government. But fine, you know, our local officials, some of them attended a Stop the Steal rally. They should have known better. I think it was very poor judgment, but it's a free country. As long as they didn't break the law or encourage any violence, you know, as citizens, I have no problem with them going to a rally. But I think history is going to look back at what people did in this time. This is going to be a time like the American Revolution or the Civil War or the Civil Rights Movement, when people have to decide, are you going to stand with the democracy that we've had for 250 years? Or are you going to let yourself get pulled into darker forces? And Stanton City Council is going to, we're going to look back at them too. And we're going to say, did they stand on the right side of history? Or did they hope that it would just blow over? And did they take the easy way out? And Chris, for me, this is not about Republicans or Democrats. Plenty of Republicans are horrified at what happened on January 6th. They've distanced themselves from the former president. They never supported his Stop the Steal campaign, but that's fine. If some people did support it, I understand things can be confusing. This is their chance to redeem themselves. This is their chance to say, we are now gonna be on the right side of history, and we're now gonna do our duty as elected officials to protect our democracy from our local community and to reassure our citizens that we're looking out for their safety. So it's just the right thing to do.
I've got a number of good friends who are Republicans. They want their party back. They want it back just like we want it back for them. We would love to have debates in a forum like this and talk about the issues, talk about what we can better do to get our education system improved, our healthcare delivery improved, equality for all. There's a lot of things we can debate as adults, but we can't debate the Trump way of debating things. So I have to ask, Eric, the cynic in me says, all right, you're going to make this effort and you'll go tomorrow night and you may have to go back again in a few weeks again. And I'm not sure that this city council, the track record dating to July 1st of last year, doesn't look very good in this respect. If they don't, what are next steps? Because obviously you're not doing this without thinking that you want to get people, we need to get people energized about their local government and making sure that they stand. So what would next steps be?
Well, Chris, you know, maybe I'm naive, but I am optimistic. I know all those people. I've worked with some of them personally for years. The mayor, I had a very good working relationship with her for a long time. We are on the side of many good things for the city of Stanton. So Chris, I can't help but think that those folks really want to be in public service for the right reasons. And so I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt, and I'm going to hope that they can put country ahead of party, that they can put the benefit of the citizens of Stanton and the people in the local area ahead of whatever pressure they might be getting from their donors to stay out of this. But, you know, of course, I know it won't be easy. And if they don't agree to release a statement, which you're right, this is a very simple thing. We're not asking them to spend any money on anything. Just put out a statement. Then I think the voters and the citizens are going to have to let them know that that's unacceptable, that trying to squiggle out of this isn't going to work, that we're not going to forget that armed insurrectionists attacked the United States Capitol while Congress was in session. They had a noose. They wanted to hang the vice president. They were chanting, hang Mike Pence. They had plastic handcuffs so they could kidnap Speaker Pelosi, and who knows what they would have done. This is horrifying. This is not something you forget. This is something that we will remember for decades and probably centuries. This will go in the history books. And so city council needs to know, we're not going to forget. And if they don't do the right thing while they have the chance to do it gracefully, then we're going to hold them accountable. Voters are going to hold them accountable, and they're not going to hear the end of it.
So the elections of last May, the dramatic shift in tone as a result of those elections, unfortunately, I think, unfortunately, I'm sure that might be some watching who supported the way those elections turned out, but those results are there for 4 years. The seats that turned the majority were there in the next cycle here coming up in 2022, May of 2022. It's not an opportunity necessarily for, as you mentioned, in local elections, it's weird. We have to pretend like we're not Democrats and Republicans. I was running my little blue sign up there. I was running as an independent as well, but certainly with Democratic leanings and everything else. I was a chairman of the Democratic Party in Waynesboro. We won't have an opportunity in 2022 to turn Stanton blue again. But what are your thoughts, at least, as to what, a city that, as you mentioned, in November was overwhelmingly in support of Joe Biden, down the ticket supporting Democratic candidates. What can folks do to, keep the pressure up, I guess, and make sure that their city council represents their interests until the next chance to maybe have that say at the ballot in 2024.
So, Chris, I think even the most unresponsive local government at some point has to listen to the citizens if the citizens speak loudly enough. And elections are one way to do that, but they're not the only way. I'll give you an example. There was this terrible plan by Augusta County to expand their courthouse by tearing down almost a dozen historic buildings near the courthouse in downtown Stanton. And I understand that some of the new city council members, the Republicans, including the mayor, met with officials from Augusta County and more or less agreed that sounded like a good idea, that they thought they could get that through and they would do their best to make it happen. And as soon as the citizens found out about it, the anger and dismay was overwhelming. And the yard signs went up and the meetings happened and the website went up and the letters to the paper went in. And there was just an outpouring of citizen support for historic preservation, which is one of the things that makes Stanton unique. And so what happened? City Council backed down, Augusta County backed down. And now it seems that there has to be an alternative plan. Well, that's going to take a long time to work out. I don't know what the plan will wind up being, but I think it's really clear that the folks who thought this was going to go through quickly have been disappointed. I think some of the donors, frankly, to the campaigns of the folks on city council are probably feeling like they didn't get value for money. And maybe they'll decide if they want to spend that money in the future. Because it's pay to play for those kind of folks. I'm sorry to say. I wish it weren't like that locally. It shouldn't be like that. That's corruption at its worst. But maybe they won't pay next time. So I think the folks on city council have to wonder about, it's not just about elections. Yeah, they might be there for another 3.5 years or 4 years, depending on when the election is held. General Assembly may move those elections to November. But there's a lot of things that can happen between elections.
Very well put. And we encourage that. That's, you dating back to the days when you were working with us, writing your environmental column and encouraging activism in that respect. And we continue to do the same. So we'll leave on that positive note that let's not wait until 2024, either May or November. You're right. The General Assembly may push it to November now of 2024. We're not going to wait. Let's get involved. As Eric, tomorrow night will be at the city council meeting, as weather permitting, I guess we should say, certainly. And for those watching on Facebook or YouTube, listening on our podcast, there will be a link to Eric's petition embedded. Also, we'll have a story as well. So there'll be a link to that petition. You can sign on appropriately enough. Well, Eric, this has been great catching up with you. Thank you so much for your time. Great to talk with you today.
Chris, thank you so much for your interest, and thanks for spreading the word, and thanks for keeping our citizens informed in general.